Housing supply in Limerick is critically short to meet demand. That's according to a new Economic Insights report by Limerick Chamber, which found that only 5.4% of affordable homes delivered in cities were in Limerick, ranking it fourth behind Dublin, Cork and Waterford. The study, which is published annually, examines the economic health of the Midwest region. It highlighted what it says are concerning factors which cut out low and middle income earners from buying their own homes in the area. And we can speak now to Sean Golden, who's Chief Economist and Director of Policy at Limerick Chamber. Sean, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with that issue of housing, which your report says is in critically short supply. Tell us about housing completions and why there are not enough homes to meet demand in Limerick.
Yeah, so I suppose we were lucky last year in terms of Limerick. We did see an increase in the number of completions, especially when we know completions declined nationally. I think what we're still seeing is that it's simply not enough. So last year we completed about 1,000 homes. But if you look at data contained within the Housing Commission report in terms of what's actually needed to meet demand, we could be looking at doubling or quadrupling supply over the next couple of years. And at the moment, when you look at the data around completions, planning permissions, commencements, that's just not feasible in the short term. So it looks like it's an issue that's going to continue on.
And you say then that low and middle income workers are being cut out of the housing market also, because so many of the homes that are being built are being bought up by state entities. So what's going on there?
Yeah, so when you look at it, so there's a couple of issues at play. Number one, we've only built about 300 affordable houses in Limerick since 2022, many of those going into shared equity. But the other issue in terms of completions is that not all those completions hit the market for owner-occupiers. So there's an element of those that go to the state, that go to approved housing bodies, and this widely fluctuates depending on the year. So for the last couple of years, it's kind of switched between 30% to 60% of new homes that have went to these state entities, which means that theoretically 6 out of every 10 new homes could have went off the market for social housing. And in essence, it's cutting out owner-occupiers in those middle income brackets.
Okay, but these also, though, these are homes which people need, people, especially people on low incomes. So, I mean, are you suggesting then that the state or the approved housing bodies shouldn't be so active in the market?
I think the issue is when you look at the decline in local authority direct builds of social homes, who historically would have been responsible for delivering social homes, they keep it within the state apparatus, meaning that the local authority or the state owns it in the long term. So our view would be tooling up the local authorities to get back into that space where they can directly build homes and the market caters for people that rely on the market. Because what we've seen from the data is that those middle-income people can't rely on the delivery of affordable housing. Not yet, anyway.
And you're also saying that Limerick is not getting its fair share of affordable housing when compared to other cities like Cork and Waterford and Dublin.
Yeah, pretty much. And again, that's coming from the data. Dublin has accounted for almost 65% of affordable homes delivered since 2022. So if you look at the difference, Dublin's had about 3,600 affordable homes. Limerick has had just over 300. But then again, if you look at Galway, it's even worse again. They've had 149. So when you look back through the lens of Project Ireland, the National Planning Framework, if we're serious about building up the regions, then that means, you know, housing has to come first.
I know you diagnose a lot of problems in this report about competitiveness, about rising wages and all of that, which you say is a perfect storm. But there are some positives also in the education sector in the Midwest. That remains strong. Students still attracted to Limerick and apprenticeships also up.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of challenges in the report, but there's a lot of positives as well. You know, record employment numbers, the Midwest, Limerick is still really attractive for workers. As you say, the education sector is providing a really healthy pipeline of talent into the Indigenous and international business sectors. There's a wide diversity in terms of what people are studying. The Midwest continues to be attractive to people seeking work permits, but also international students as well. You know, we have an international airport, an international port that's one of the biggest in Ireland. So there's a lot of unique selling points that we have here. So I think our point is if that we can account for the infrastructure and housing issues, then there's really not much holding us back.
All right. Sean, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Sean Golden, Chief Economist and Director of Policy at Limerick Chamber.